Today's Amud is Chagiga Heymed Aleph. We're holding about 10 lines from the top, on Heymed Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan Kimati Lahai Karabachi. So continuing the theme of different psukim that Tanaim and Amoraim cried when they got to that pasuk, says the Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan Kimati Lahai Karabachi. That when Rabbi Yochanan got to the following pasuk, he would cry. The pasuk says it's describing what Hashem said to the Satan after the Satan did terrible things to Eiv. So Hashem says to the Satan, "V'tisiseni by levali chinam." He says that you incited me to destroy Eiv for nothing. It was all for nothing because look, Eiv was able to overcome. So you incited me for nothing. And when Rabbi Yochanan saw this pasuk, he saw that the Satan was able to incite Hashem against Eiv. So Rabbi Yochanan cried and he said, "Eved sharabai mesisin lai," an eved referring to Eiv, that his master, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is incited against him. V'nisas, and he gets incited. Takana Yeshloi, does he have any hope? And with that, Rabbi Yochanan cried. And Rabbi Yochanan kimati l'ayk rabachim, when Rabbi Yochanan got to the following pasuk as well, he would cry. The pasuk says, "Hein b'kdoishav l'yamin," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have emunah, he doesn't trust kaviyachol, he doesn't trust his kedoshim, he doesn't trust his holy ones. And when Rabbi Yochanan read this pasuk, he would cry, and he said, "Hein b'kdoishav l'yamin b'man yamin," if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't trust his kedoshav, so then who is he ma'amin? Who does he trust? If he doesn't trust his holy ones, so then who does he trust? Until the following story happened, that Yom Echad one day, Rabbi Yochanan was traveling, and Chazia, he was a Holchei Drachim, not an Oivei Drachim, and Chazia, Luhu Gavro, and he saw a certain man, that he was picking some figs off of his tree, and Shavei Kanach Dematu, he was leaving on the tree the figs that were already ripened, that they reached its time to be picked, and he was taking off the tree the figs that were not yet ripe. So Amar Leiser, Rabbi Yochanan questioned him. He said, "Lav hani malin tvei." He says, "I don't understand. What? Can you please explain to me your practice? The ones that are on the tree that you left, those ones seem to be better. Those ones seem to be more ripe. Why would you leave those ones and take the ones that are not yet ripe?" So Amar Leiser, the man explained to Rabbi Yochanan, "Because hani lo'orcha be'inan lahu. I'm going on a trip. The figs I'm taking right now is seida l'derech, is food for the trip. So hani natran vahani naylatran. These ones that are not yet ripened, so they will make it. They will be saved. They'll be able to survive the trip because they have a lot of time still. However, the figs that are already ripened, if I take them with me on the trip, they're not going to be good. Later on, they're not going to be good anymore." So when Rabbi Yochanan heard this, Amar, he said that hainu dechsev. Now I understand pshat in the pasuk heim b'gdoishav l'yamin, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu says that the pasuk says that the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't trust his holy ones. We asked, Rabbi Yochanan asked, if Hashem doesn't trust his holy ones, who does he trust? The answer is that hani le derech b'inan lehu, that I need it for the road. Meaning the Kedoshim are people that are already on the high Madrega, so there's a concern that maybe if you take them with you, if you let them stay in this world any longer, so maybe they're going to spoil, maybe they're going to go off. However, those that are not Kedoshim, so then they have, in a way, they have it better off. That there's nothing to lose. They'll only do better, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, trusts them. He said he trusts them because they could only go one direction, as opposed to the holy ones, those that are Kedoshim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes takes a Kadosh early from this world because of a concern, him b'kedoshav l'yamin, that maybe they'll end up going off. Which you see from here, an incredible thing. First of all, agav, you see the godless of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan could have very easily ignored this man who was picking his figs. He was taking certain ones, leaving other ones. I don't know, the guy is dumb crazy. What, Rabbi Yochanan has to understand what the man was doing? But avada, Rabbi Yochanan understood that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu was mazmin this scene in front of him, so then there was something to learn from. Rabbi Yochanan lived with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He lived with such hashkachas Hashem. He lived with such bitachon, such emunah, that when he saw something happening, he understood that there's something for me to learn from this. There's something for me to take from this. He asked the man, "Please explain to me what you're doing." He heard what he was doing and he learned from it. Ah, that's pshat in the pasuk. Hey, b'kedoshav v'layamin. The second thing from this Gemara you see is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is not mamin in the Kedoshim. The Turi Evan, the Shai, I guess Aryeh already asked, what does that mean? I mean, we know many tzaddikim that they do live long lives. According to this Gemara, it should come out anyone who's a tzaddik, Kadosh Baruch Hu should pluck him early from this world. It doesn't doesn't seem to be like that. There are tzaddikim that have arichas yamim. Avada, there are some tzaddikim that don't. But there are also tzaddikim that do have arichas yamim. And if so, how does that fit with this Gemara? So says the Turi Evan and Avada, we don't understand the Hashgachas Hashem. He says, Bavade mishpate Hashem tzad kuyachtov, ve'ein banu kayach lahasig, ubaruch hayaydeya ha'emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his own cheshbonos. We don't know everything. We can't understand the cheshbonos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This Gemara is just giving us one aspect of the cheshbonos, but Avada is much more to the picture, and Avada Tzaddik is able to also have a Rechaz Yamim, even though we have this pasuk of a Mikdash of Yamim. Now says the Gemara, Eini, is that really even true? Is that true that Heim B'kdoish of L'yamin, that sometimes a Kaddish Baruch Hu takes a Kaddish early from this world, because based off of this principle of Heim B'kdoish of L'yamin, that sometimes a Tzaddik will die young? Is that really true? A Tzaddikim could die young? V'ahu Talmida, there was once a Talmid, the Hava B'shivavu Seid Rabbi Al-Khasandri, he lived in the neighborhood of Rabbi Al-Khasandri, U'shachei V'adizutar, and he died when he was very young. This Talmid died at a young age. Va'amar and Rabbi Kassandri said that that if this Talmud, if he wanted to live a longer life, he could have. It's his own fault. It's his own averos that caused him to have a shorter life. Now ask the Gemara, v'im Isa, and if it's true that there's such a rule, there is such a concept of Heim B'kdoish of L'yamin, that sometimes a Kodesh Baruch Hu will take a tzaddik early from this world, so Dilma Mehen B'kdoish of L'yamin Hava. So how did Rabbi Al-Khasandri know to say that this man could have lived longer, and really it's his own averis that caused him to die early from this world? Maybe he was really a hidden tzaddik. Maybe he was a tzaddik, and he's part of the group of Heim B'kdoish of L'yamin, that Kodesh Baruch Hu sometimes takes tzaddikim early from this world. So how did Rabbi Al-Khasandri know to say that, no, this person died from his own averis? So says the Gemara, because it wasn't a stranger. Rabbi Al-Khasandri knew this man, and he knew that this was a man who, literally what that means, he kicked his rabbeim, which doesn't mean necessarily literally that he kicked his rabbeim, but it means he was mevaza tamidei chachamim. He didn't treat tamidei chachamim with the proper kavod. He was mevaza tamidei chachamim. What does the Talmud Chacham know? He just knows his Gemara. He just sits and learns. He was mevaza the tamidei chachamim, and for that, Rabbi Al-Khasandri knew that that's why he died young, because of the fact that he was mevai berabaisav, he was mevazah his rabbeim, he was mevazah the gedolei adar b'tamid ha-chachamim, and that's why Rabbi Al-Khasandri said that that's why he was taken early from this world. Says the Gemara, Vayter, Rabbi Yochanan kimati laik rabache, when Rabbi Yochanan got to the following pasuk, he cried. The pasuk says, V'karafti aleichem lemishba, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to come close to you to judge you, V'yisi aid memahir, and I'm going to be, come with zrizus, I'm going to be an aid that's memahir, that comes quickly to judge and to testify against you, V'machshafim uva'minafim, against those that do witchcraft, against those that are adulterers, that do znos, uva'nishbam la'sheker, and they swear falsely, uva'ishkishar sachir, and they hold back the wages of their workers. And Rabbi Yechon, when he got to this pasuk, he would cry. And he said that Evet Sharabai Mekarva Ladunai, in Evet, that his master, he comes close to judge him against him, Umimahir La'idai, and he acts with Zrizus to testify against him, Tekana Yeshlai, does he have any hope? And with that, Rabbi Yechon cried. It says the Gemara about this pasuk, I'm Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai. Another thing to see from this pasuk is that Ayin Lanu, that woe is to us, Shashako Alein Makas of Kalis Kamurais. You see from this pasuk that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to a certain extent, equates light Averais with Chamur Averais. A person who's Aishke Sar Schachir, Avad, it's a very Chamur Avera, it's a very Chamur Isser, but a Maisa, it's just a lav. As opposed to Minafim, Machshefim, those already are Chiyuve Misa. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the pasuk puts them together, and it says Hashem's going to judge against people who have these averes. So you see that even though they're completely different levels, some are kalis and some are chamurais, to a certain extent the pasuk equates them. Avada, the punishment for chamurais is more severe than the punishment for kalis, but you see to a certain extent that they are equated, and by both of them HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the aid memahir, he's karav adonai. And with that, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said oilanu about this fact. In Amar Reish Lakish, Kol Amata Dinay Shal Ger, anybody who perverses the din of a ger, Ki Ilu Mata Dinay Shal Mala, he should know he's not just going against against the ger, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if he went against Hashem and he perversed a din against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like he was judging Hashem and he judged him unfavorably. Part of this pasuk is Shanim, as it says, Umate ger. It says also amongst the list of things a person does wrong, Uva'ish kishar sachir, Amana v'yasaim, v'yasaim, Umate ger. And he perverses the din of a ger, but the pasuk says, Umati ksiv. It could be read, Umati, that you perversed my judgment, that you judged against me. So you see, if a person judges a ger unfavorably, it's as if he judges Kaviyachal Kadosh Baruch Hu unfavorably. And Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, Kula Isa Davar Umischare Poi, a person who does something and he has Charata, so Maichun Loi Miyad. So if a person has Charata for the Aveira that he did, so Kadosh Baruch Hu is Maichulim right away, Yana Dioima. Person wants to get mechila, slicha, v'chapara. The way is, part of the steps is charato. Vidoy, charato, kabbalah, la'asid. One of the steps of ad is charato. A person is mischari, he's meichulim, miyad, right away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meichulim, shenem, as the pasuk says, v'lo yireuni. That you're gonna be punished because v'lo yireuni, you didn't fear me. Mashma ha yireuni, but if you do fear me, if you do fear Hashem, you have charata for what you did, so then meichel miyad, so then a Kadosh Baruch Hu is right away meichel the person. And Rabbi Yechonon kimati laik rabache, another pasuk that when Rabbi Yechonon got to this pasuk, he would cry. The pasuk says, ki es kol maisa alikim yavi b'mishpat, al kol ne'lam, that all of a person's actions a Kadosh Baruch Hu brings to judgment, al kol Nelam, even for the things that he does b'shoigig, the things that he didn't know about. And when Rabbi Yochanan got to this pasuk, he would cry, and he said that Evet Sharaboy Shoikolay Shkagoyes Kizdainos, and Evet that his master equates against him his shoigig averis with his mazin averis. Is Yavi b'mishpat al kol nelam, even the shkagoyes, even the averis that he does b'shoigig. So Takana Yeshloy, does he have any hope? And says the Gemara more on this pasuk, my al kol nelam. What's this extra word kol? Hakol asu. Again, the theme seems to be the theme of the Masechta. Hakol asu yemai. So what's al kol ne'lam? What does it mean for every hidden thing? Every hidden thing, something that a person didn't know about, and he's chayu, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to hold it against him. Amar Rav. Rav says this is referring to an aveira that a person doesn't seem to always think about. It's referring to a person who he kills a bug in front of his friend gets disgusted by it. Making your friend grossed out, that's an avera. It's something that a person might not think about. It's al kol ne'lam, but he's going to be responsible for that. For killing a bug in front of his friend, and his friend is being disgusted by it. Ushmuel amar. Shmuel says it's even if a person can't help himself, Zeharak bifnei chaveiro v'nimas, it's referring to someone who spits in front of his friend, even though he needs to get the phlegm out of his mouth, out of his throat, he needs to spit, but if he doesn't in front of his friend, v'nimas, and his friend is disgusted by it, so that's something he'll be held responsible for. Mayim toiv v'imra, the pasuk says he'll be held responsible for things that he did, whether they're good or bad. For good, if he did something good, what does it mean he's going to be held responsible for it? What type of avera is there for doing something good? So says the Gemara, there are times where a person could do a chesed, he could do something good, but he does it in a way that it's actually an avera. Amri debei Rabbanai, debei Rabbanai explained, Zahanoisein tzedakah la'ani v'farhesya. It's referring to someone who did a chesed, he did tzedakah. He gave tzedakah to an ani, but he gave it to him v'farhesya, he gave it to him in public and he embarrassed him. Says the Gemara, ki hadar Rabbi Yanai, like the story that happened with Rabbi Yanai, chazilu hu gavra de kayav zuzalani befarhesia, he saw a certain man that he gave money, he gave tzedakah to an ani in public, and Amar Lein, Rabbi Yanai said to him, that mutav de lo yahavtole mehashtad yahavtole chasafte, that it would have been better if you wouldn't have given him the tzedakah, than now you gave him the tzedakah, and you embarrassed him, it would have been better if you just wouldn't have given him the tzedakah. So that's the pshat, that's how a person could be held responsible for something that's toiv. Another pshat devei Reb Shila Amri, Zehanoisein tzedakah liisha beseiser. It's referring to a person who gives tzedakah to a woman and he does so privately and he makes it the kamaisi lidei chashada that people start to suspect her that maybe they're up to no good. And so like that, that's something that's toiv. He was giving her tzedakah, but it's something he'll be held responsible for because he did it in a way that it led to chashada. Now the shaila is then how is he supposed to give for tzedakah. If he does it for hesia, you told me, it's a problem because he embarrasses her. If he does it in private, it's maybe l'idei chashada. So it seems like maybe still, even by a woman, at least public is still better than doing it in private. Better the embarrassment than the chashada. Rava says, Zeham shagir li ishtay basar she'inu mechutach ba'arve shabasais. Imtoiv Imra is referring to a person who sends meat to his wife that's not properly cut. He didn't take out the forbidden fats, and he sends it to her on Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, where she doesn't have time to really do things properly. So that's something that's toiv. He's giving her meat, he's giving her things that are good, but he's not giving her at the right time, but she could get rid of the ganasha and the iser fats. He gives her at a time where she's not going to be able to do it properly. Now I asked the Gemara, Rava Mishager. But Rava would give his wife meat on Erev Shabbos, close to Shabbos, and so obviously then it's not a problem. If Rava did it, how could there be a problem with this? Says the Gemara, because Shani Basra of Chista, the Kimle Begava de Bekia. Because Rava's wife was the Basra of Chista. Rava's wife was the daughter of Rav Chista. Rav Chista was Rava's Shver. He married Rav Chista's daughter. So that's someone that he was able to trust, that she was the Bekia, and she would do things properly, even though he gave her the meat at the last moment. However, others who don't have a wife that's the Basar of Chista, so then this is something that they have to be careful about. Before the Gemara says a fourth pshat about Imtai Vimra, the Gemara just has another line that Rabbi Yechon would cry by. Rabbi Yechon kimati lahaikra bachi, when he got to the following pasuk, he would cry. The pasuk says, V'haya ki timtzena isay ra'is rabbis v'tzareis, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring upon a person ra'is rabbis v'tzareis. Bad ra'is that are tzareis, that are, we'll see what that's referring to in a moment, but very bad things. And so Rabbi Yechon would cry, and he said that Eved Sharabai Mamsi Loi Rois Vitzareis, Eved that his master is going to bring upon him Rois and Tzareis. To Kana Yeshai, does he have any hope? Now, my Rois Vitzareis, what are bads that are Tzareis? Tzareis we'll have soon in Mesachis Yevamos, are co-wives, they're people that hate each other, they're against each other. So what's Rois that are against each other? Amar Rav Rois Shenasois Tzareis Zulazu. It's referring to evil, it's referring to bad things that come upon a person, and then not only are they bad things, but they're bad things that are opposite each other. Kegoin zibura v'akrava, like a person who gets bit by a wasp and a scorpion. So the remedy for a person who gets bit by a wasp is to wash it in cold water. A scorpion bite, a person is supposed to wash it in hot water. A scorpion bite that you wash in cold water is very painful. And a wasp bite that you wash in hot water is very painful. So now this person is up the creek. What he has is a wasp bite and a scorpion bite. If he washes it with cold water, because that's what's good for the wasp bite, but it's going to really hurt him because it's bad for the scorpion bite. And if he's going to wash himself with hot water, because that's what's good for the scorpion bite, that's going to pain him because that's negative for the wasp bite. So this person has ra'is that are tzarei zulazu, and that's what the pasuk is saying that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring upon a person, and for that Rabbi Yechonon cried. Now going back to Imtai Vimra, says the Gemara Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says that what's something good that a person could be held accountable for, that he can be held responsible for, it's a person that he gives money to an ani, he gives him tzedakah, but he does it at a bad time. He does it when the ani really is really forced to just buy whatever it is that he could buy, because then he doesn't end up getting a good deal. You give it to him when things aren't so bad, he has time to save it up to really figure out when to get the best deal. If you give it to him at the last moment when he just needs to get his supper, so he's just going to buy whatever he can, he's not going to end up getting a good deal. So that's, you're right, you gave him a chesed, but you gave it at the wrong time. And Amar Rava, Rava said, Hainu, it's about this that people say that zuzul alala leshchicha, that to have money for the ani to buy al alulas, to buy his produce, that's not so common. When things are cheaper, to buy the produce when they're cheaper, that very often people don't give money to the ani. They don't give it to him when things are okay and he has time to save it up for a good deal. But letlisa shchiach, for the basket, that's when it's common. For the basket, to buy things that are in the basket, which is when they're really not such a good deal, but the ani is so forced to buy things, that's much more common, which means that people, they're much more inclined to give money to a poor person who's mamish desperate. When the poor person is not as desperate, they're less likely to give him, even though it's only a matter of time before he's in that desperate matzav. Instead, they wait until he's desperate, and then he can't do with the money as good of a deal. He doesn't do with it as well as he could have if he would have gotten the money earlier.